This is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital. Today's topic, what you really need to know about home prices. What you really need to know about home prices. According to recent data from Fannie Mae, almost one in four people still think home prices are going to come down. If you're one of those people worried about that, here's what you need to know. A lot of that fear is probably coming from what you're hearing in the media or reading online. But here's the thing to remember. Negative news sells. That means you may not be getting the full picture. You may only be getting the clickbait version. As Jay Thompson, a real estate industry consultant, explains, housing market headlines are everywhere. Many are quite sensational. Any of the explanation points are predicting impending doom for the industry. Clickbait, the sensationalization of headlines and content, has been an issue since the dawn of the internet, and the housing news is not immune to it. Here's a look at the data to set the record straight. Home prices rose the majority of the past year. Case-Shiller releases a report each month on the percent of monthly home price changes. If you look at the data from January 2023 to the latest numbers available, here's what you'd see. What do you notice when you look at the graph? Posted on my blog at askbobgersh.com. It depends on what color you're more drawn to. If you look at the green, you'll see home prices rose for the majority of the past year. But if you're drawn to the red, you may only focus on two slight declines. This is what a lot of media coverage does. Since negative news sells, drawing attention to those slight dips happens often, but that loses sight of the bigger picture. Here's what this data really says. There's a lot more green in the graph than red, and even for the two red bars, they're so slight, they're practically flat. If you look at that year as a whole, home prices still rose overall. It's perfectly normal in the housing market for home price growth to slow down in the winter. That's because fewer people move during the holidays and at the start of the year. So there's not as much upward pressure on home prices during the time. That's why even the green bars toward the end of the year show smaller price gains. The overarching story is that prices went up last year, not down. To sum all that up, the source for all that data in the graph, as posted on my blog at askbobgersh.com, Case explains it like this. Month-over-month numbers are relatively flat. However, the annual growth was more significant for both indices, rising 7.4% and 6.6% respectively. If one of these expert organizations tracking home price trends say the very slight dips are nothing to worry about, why be concerned? Even Case-Shiller is drawing your attention to how those were virtually flat, how home prices actually grew over the year. The bottom line, the data shows that as a whole, home prices rose over the past year. If you have questions about what's happening with home prices in our area, let's chat. This is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital, his blog, video, and podcast, Monday through Friday at askbobgersh.com. Any questions, you can reach out to me through askbobgersh.com. If you do see me at a local coffee shop, tap me on the shoulder, let's sit down for coffee, and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you like what you just heard, please subscribe to our site and thumbs up. We'd really appreciate that. If you are looking to sell in the next year, consider our TV show to highlight your listing. If you're looking for properties to buy, again, check out our TV show and see what listings are available in your particular area. For any questions on the TV show, please give us a phone call at 781-454-7138 and we'll explain the details to you. Have a great day, great rest of the week. Enjoy life. If I can be of any service to anyone, please reach out to askbobgersh.com. Until next time, thank you.